Journal, and is being seen by some as proof of creeping privatisation of the health service. The government says the value of these private contracts represents a tiny proportion of health spending. Dr. Jackie Davies is a consultant radiologist and co-author of the book NHS SOS, How the NHS Was Betrayed. And also here is Rob Webster, chief executive of the NHS Confederation, which represents organisations that commission and provide NHS services. Good morning. Rob Webster, it is a very striking proportion that one third of these contracts in an 18-month period went to the private sector.
I think it is. I think we would start from the perspective that we've got to do what's right for patients. And by giving doctors control of the resources through clinical commissioning groups and letting them make the decisions about what services should be provided locally and by who, I think you start to get into a position where they're looking at the best people to deliver care in the 21st century.
And that is very much what the government says. So you don't believe there is anything for us, the public, to worry about here?
No, I think what we should be looking at is a debate about what's the quality of services that people get. And the third figure is striking. I think what's also got to be taken into account is what's the value of the contracts that have been delivered. And the vast majority are NHS contracts delivered by NHS providers. Only 5% of the money that's being contracted is going to the private sector. Actually, 7% is going to the voluntary sector and third sector organisations. So it feels to me like something which is welcome if we want to have a plurality of providers, different sorts of providers looking at delivering care.
Jackie Davies, what do you think? It does rather depend on how you look at this data. If you look at it in terms of the value of money spent, then it's not as striking as the one-third figure.
Well, one of the problems is that it's very difficult to get hold of data now because the private sector works behind a screen of commercial confidentiality. And it's notable that, of course, these figures didn't come from the government, which we might want as taxpayers to know where our money's being spent, but they've had to come from the British Medical Journal through Freedom of Information.
Right. Well, nevertheless, it is a proper investigation that's been done over a period of time.
Oh, no, I think it's a very good investigation, but we haven't had it from the government. We've had to have it from somebody who's gone in and looked at it from outside. There are lies, damn lies and statistics. What's happening is that the NHS is being privatised, and privatised just means that the NHS services are being handed over to the private sector. It's not what the public wants. It's not good value for money, and it's increasing. And what we have to remember when the figures are banded around is that the private sector does not want a lot of the NHS work. Because it's not profitable. So the big contracts for acute work will go to the NHS because the private sector won't bid for them.
Rob Webster, the easy work goes to the private sector. The NHS is left with the rest.
So I think that's unfair. I think there's generally a sense that people are collaborating more to deliver joined-up care. There's a duty on NHS organisations to collaborate. There's a duty on monitor.
Collaborate with whom?
With each other, for the benefit of patients. And there's a duty on monitor as the regulator of providers to make sure that it promotes collaboration and integration where it's in the interest of patients. I think the idea that we believe very strongly that there's no sense that the private sector is bad and the NHS is good. There's good care and there's poor care, and what we want to do is promote good care that's joined up for patients.
You do believe, essentially, that the private sector is bad.
There's a massive amount of evidence now, of course, that the private sector it does not deliver the NHS care well. The NHS is one of the most cost-effective health services in the world, so if the private sector is going to make a profit out of delivering NHS care, which it has to do, then it comes in and it cuts services, it cuts staff, it downgrades staff.
But these are the decisions that commissioning groups are making to put these services out for tender and to decide who those contracts go to.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. And, of course, what's happened is that the doctors, the GPs, who are supposed to have all this choice about how they ran things, are now forced to tender out all their services, which was not what they were promised.
See, I think this is...
Sorry, can I just finish that point? And unfortunately, in a lot of places, the cost of the tender is more important than the quality. So they are awarding on the basis of cost. And then they're finding that the private sector, whose expertise is in winning contracts, not in delivering clinical services.
You would have to accept, Rob Webster, that if you do put a contract out to tender, there are all sorts of associated costs that go with that we as the taxpayer will bear those.
And we need to have fine judgments about what does go to tender. If you look at the report, what it says is only 5% of the contracts went out to competitive tender. The others were things like any qualified provider, where people bid to get on a list to meet standards and then deliver services. So I think this idea, again, I think I would disagree with Jackie Little around the evidence, and agree with her very much around the transparency. The submission we did to the Health Select Committee around finances in the NHS included a lot of benchmarking around the independent sector, which showed, in terms of weighting, CQC inspections and friends and family responses by patients, it was high quality.
Right. Jackie Davis, if there was a piece of evidence which looked at this purely in terms of the outcome for the patient, and that showed that in these cases where private companies were doing the work, the outcome for the patient was better, would that make you rethink your position, or is it purely one of principle?
No, of course. You know, we come from the same place as Rob does. We want the best thing for the patient, but we don't believe this is the best for the patient, apart from anything else. If the NHS is short of cash, we shouldn't be wasting it on private companies, where it goes to tax havens and shareholders. And there's a lot of secrecy about outcomes, which is very, very worrying. There's been work recently shows that the higher death rate, unexpected death rates in private hospitals dealing with NHS patients. We've had patients who've lost their sight after cataract operations. It's very bad news for patients when we don't know the outcomes. And until it's proven, we are against this.
Jackie Davis and Rob Webster, thank you both very much.
Thank you.